It's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on the Air. A while back, I was looking on YouTube, and I saw this video that came out straight out of New York when the NYPD was harassing these brothers out here, and they started beating on them. And then, what's sad about this is the other brothers that was not being attacked or anything, all they did was just like stand there and got their phones out. And this one sister came out, stand up for them, and only to end up getting arrested. And nobody, and when I mean nobody, I mean the young man that was just sitting down and just like recording the whole thing. And it got me thinking about this. Brothers, we have got to do better. We gotta, you know, protect our black women. Because it's bad enough they're getting beat up by Chinese people at nail salons and this, that, and the fourth. It's bad enough that they're not appreciated enough and so on and so forth. This new generation of young men are just soft. They're just too soft. They didn't have the proper home training, or basically didn't have their father around to teach them how to be a man. You feel me? So, I was very disappointed when I saw the video. I mean, I'm glad the sister came out okay and the other brothers that was harassed. But we as black men, even in this generation, in this era, in day and age, however you want to call it, we all got to do better. Because ain't no woman wants a man who can't protect her, or let's just say your family for starters. And what if someone comes into your house and breaks in with a gun and everything, and all of a sudden you decided to run away? How does that make the woman feel? She's gonna feel like she can't protect, you can't protect her or the child for that matter, and you're gonna be labeled as a coward. Simple as that. You feel me? I kept pondering about this and just waiting it off. I'm like, no, let me go ahead and just do this video on it, because I needed to get this one off my chest. But like I was saying, black men, we need to step up. Black men, we need to learn how to provide and protect our women. Because it's not a hobby or anything. We have to make it our business to do so. Because how are we going to stand up against white supremacy or any other race if we're just acting like cowards and just pulling our phones out and just posting it on either WorldStar or Snapchat or Facebook Live? No, we can't be doing that. Anytime a woman gets attacked, especially if it's all black women, no, we gotta step up and be like, no, that's not how we do things around here. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and take a little commercial break, and I'll be right back. Yo, if you wanna lose weight, but working out is not enough, look no further than LaToya Wears Total Life Changes, or for short, TLC. It's a product that can help you lose weight in no time flat. And contact LaToya Wear for more detail on our Facebook page. And also going to Marie's mission as well. Total Life Changes. It won't let you down. Hello, my loctician, Sofa Queen Beauty, has her own business. She grooms locks. She's a lock extension specialist, creates lock jewelry, and she promotes a healthy lifestyle and sells detox products. Detoxing is not all about losing weight, but to remove all the waste buildup from all your organs. You can lose up to 10 to 20 pounds off of waste alone, with plenty of water and a clean diet to not build up
more waste, you can receive amazing results as fast as 5 pounds in 5 days. For more info, look up Soulful Queen Beauty on Instagram and Facebook.
Welcome back to Lee Green on the Air. When we last picked up, I was just talking about how brothers of this generation need to step up and do a lot more to protect the black woman, because black women are not getting protected enough from, the police or the Chinese people that be abusing them in nail salons, this, that, and the fourth. Because I've already talked about this in most of my podcasts already. So I just figure, the young brothers of this generation, including myself, just need a little bit of refreshment and some re-education. Moving on. Fellas, we got to make sure our money is right, and because we can't just approach any woman in any type of way. No woman's going to want a broke man who can't protect them and who's also financially broke. I know I'm getting a little bit off topic with that, so I do apologize for it. And as I mentioned before, fellas, we gotta hit the gym. We gotta make sure we gotta pump that iron, because we can't be out here and can't protect our women. And no woman is not gonna take you serious or let you protect them because you hanging around here with your pants hanging down off your asses too much. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta be on one agenda and on one accord with that. Because I'm just tired of seeing the same old thing, like black women getting abused, and there's only a few of us and far in between that we're not even doing enough for the black woman in the community. So we gotta do better, fellas. All of us do, because we gotta make sure that the race soldiers, white supremacists, or even hell, the Chinese people or any other race has to take us serious. Because you know why they don't take us serious? Because we're too soft, we're acting all beta male-ish and whatnot. So we gotta go ahead and we gotta do better than that. You know what I'm saying? Because how can you expect a woman to, respect you or let alone take you serious if you're not taking yourself serious? And we gotta stop way less of recording a woman getting beat up or basically abused by everything I just said, and more of us actually starting to become men, like real men, because you couldn't pull none of this stuff back in the 90s or even the 80s for that matter. Because the few things I learned growing up from both my older brothers, my uncles, and my granddad, they always told me that you gotta go ahead and get in the gym, pump the iron, bro, because you gotta make sure the woman is protected at all times. Because I'm trying to see it like, a single parent household and everything, but 9 times out of 10, the mother is actually raising the boys. And that's why you see mainly most young black men out here are not guided or just basically too soft. And if you feel like I'm attacking you, I do apologize. I'm just saying it. I'm just giving you some tough love. That's all there is. But like I said, brothers, step your game up, and we all gotta make sure that the black woman is protected, because she's the one that has to carry our children for 9 months, and she gotta be, treated with a lot more respect, and she's gotta be fully protected at all times, and so are the children, because we gotta be the leaders, we gotta be the providers, and it all starts by leading by example. So that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air. Be sure to listen to my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple, and many more. And follow me on Facebook at Lee Green and also on Instagram at Lee Green on the Air. So, and I will see you all in the next episode.